This is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the October 2006 U.S. employment situation. From the household survey, the unemployment rate continued to improve with a 0.2% drop to 4.4%. This was because the total labor force in October grew by 199,000 to almost 152 million. The number of employed persons increased by more than 437,000 to more than 145 million. There were 238,000 fewer unemployed persons, which stands at 6.7 million, and the number of persons not in the workforce grew by 56,000. From the survey of businesses, often referred to as the jobs survey or report, job growth was below expectations at 92,000 for the month, which was about 46,000 less than the monthly average for the past 6 months. The goods-producing sector's loss of 60,000 jobs was because of the familiar story of the disappearance of manufacturing jobs. It was 39,000 for the month, but that loss was piled on by construction, contracting by 26,000 jobs for the month. Natural resources and mining, which is also part of the goods-producing sector, was able to dig up and pump in 5,000 more jobs in October. The service-providing sector saved the month by more than offsetting the goods-producing's loss, with a 152,000 job gain in October. The retail trade sector continued to process job returns for the third consecutive month, with a loss of 3,000 jobs in October. Professional and business services obviously were busy in October because they added 43,000 jobs, with 11,700 of those in management and technical consulting services. Education and health services was able to maintain a healthy profile with 28,000 new jobs. Home health care services, a subsector, added 3,400 jobs in October, while hospitals registered 6,300 more jobs. Leisure and hospitality continued to welcome in more workers. It was up 35,000 more jobs. Government jobs were up 34,000, with state governments adding only 2,000 jobs, local governments taking in 39,000 new employees, and the federal government letting 7,000 employees go. For those of you in the staffing sector, temporary help services employment gained 15,000 jobs in October to rise to 2,603,600, that's seasonally adjusted. For October, temporary help employment was up 0.6% from the previous month and 1.1% higher than a year earlier. Temporary help services employment stopped its gradual decline of market share of overall jobs in October with an incremental increase to 1.92%. The recent high was 1.96% in December 2005, meaning close to 2% of all jobs were within the temporary help services sector. The total number of new jobs in October was under consensus estimates, but the unemployment rate ticked down 0.2% to 4.4%, which was unforeseen, and adding credence to the belief that there has been a fundamental shift regarding normal job growth. With less than 100,000 new jobs and a falling unemployment rate, the labor market could be labeled as tightening. Wages continued on its upward track, with average hourly earnings rising in October by 6 cents. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. A video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.